Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. I will get to the lines in a minute. I want to finish the last topic about the introduction by the Republican Party of violence into our politics for the first time since the Civil War. And I've told you about Idaho. Well, in Ohio, the leading Republican candidate for the Senate recently said, quote, "We've got to reject the tyranny of the federal government that are pushing us to wear masks and take vaccines." Quote, "When the Gestapo shows up at your door, you know what to do." That's a violent message, because if the Gestapo shows up at your door, you shoot. That is what he is saying. That is what he's saying. Threats against Congress have doubled. Republicans who defy Trump get death threats. Fred Upton, the guy in Michigan who voted for the hard infrastructure, is saying now he may not run again because of the death threats to his family. And these people are attacked by their own colleagues, by the Marjorie Taylor Greens and Lauren Boberts, who are calling them traitors. Republicans are now talking openly about violence if they lose an election, especially the next election. There was a poll, you're not going to believe this. The question put in this poll, legitimate poll, quote, "Do you agree or disagree with the following statement?" Quote, "True patriots may have to resort to violence to save the country," end quote. 30% of Republicans agreed with it. 40% of people who follow very far right news agreed with it. Paul Gosar, congressman from Arizona, put out an animated video in which he kills, he with his face, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, and attacks President Biden with two swords. And he hasn't been charged criminally for threatening the president. I don't know why. Kevin McCarthy trying to suck up to his right wing. When he was brandishing a gavel, somebody handed him a gavel at something, which is oversized with a huge head on it, to signify that maybe he'd be the speaker. He joked about hitting Nancy Pelosi with it. An 80-year-old woman, very thin, hitting it. This is Kevin McCarthy. There have been more than 800 threatening messages in 12 states to election officials. More than 800. Many of them will not serve again. The Republican Party has injected violence into our politics, and its leadership does not even criticize it. Kevin McCarthy won't even return calls from the media. What he thinks about Paul Gosar putting out a video in which he kills Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. We go to the lines. Totterbilly from the north side of Milwaukee, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Totterbilly?
Hey, north side of Madison. But what's on my mind?
Okay, yeah, somebody put MKE. Okay. Okay, north side of Madison. I'm sorry to defame you. Sorry. I'm from Milwaukee, for Pete's sake, and I'm near the north side. Go ahead, my friend.
All right, so, you know, what you're talking about with violence, and I feel like that the less that Republicans are in office, the less they have the opportunity to do that. I mean, Trump is dangerous, but he was more dangerous when he was in office, I think. And when you look at what Stacey Abrams did in Georgia, I feel like Beto O'Rourke is trying to do the same thing in Texas, maybe a harder thing to do, but... you know, his idea is, boy, if you flip Texas blue, if that can be pulled off, that's a huge thing for the United States and for Democrats. And his Powered by People campaign is working on that. And you can volunteer and make phone calls, and like Willie Nelson jumps on. And it's really cool. I think that's a really cool idea to focus on Texas, which is, I don't know, it seems like really the seat of this kind of cowboy idea of violence in our politics.
Yeah, you know, I like your spirit, because you know what it is? It's a hopeful spirit. In other words, a lot of people look at all this and everything I talk about and they go, oh my God, I mean, you know, and the sky is falling. Well, the sky isn't falling. This is still America, still a democracy. We always will be. We are quite literally not just in wealth and material, in military power, but in our values and our constitution, the greatest nation that ever lived. And we're going to continue that way, even when we're attacked like right now. But I really like what you said is, you know, Georgia and Texas, would be the least likely states, and a lot of people would say we got to, you know, that's our best chance of fighting in. And yet you're right. Stacey Abrams is terrific. I mean, she really is terrific. She came within a hair's breadth of winning that governorship, and she only lost it because the guy ran against her, Ducey. No, not Ducey. Yeah, the guy in Georgia had been the Secretary of State, and he threw 200,000 people off the rolls in Atlanta. You know, and she's still darn near won. She is terrific. She's smart as heck. I don't know why she's not in Biden's cabinet, but I definitely want to see her in the Senate or governorship. And Beto O'Rourke, San Antonio, Texas, actually more down in the El Paso area, actually. But he has a lot of following in San Antonio, Austin, Dallas, everywhere else. Sniffing around, he may run for governor. And you know something? Texas is getting a little purpler. It really is getting a little purpler. And so I love to see two commandos like that, Beto O'Rourke, Stacey Abrams, going at it full time against these people. And you're right, if they flip either one, but especially Texas. You know, Texas at one time did have Democratic governors. Because at one time, he had nothing but Democratic governors, but they were all segregationists. But I mean, in the current era, there have been Democratic governors. It can happen again. Thank you for calling in, Todder Billy of Madison's North Side. You're right on the money. I like your spirit quite a bit. Well, another airline incident, Southwest Airlines flight to Dallas. A passenger had to get off the plane because she wouldn't wear a mask, and she slugged a Southwest Airlines employee in the face, sent them to the hospital. A prior one on a different plane, punched them in the face. They broke bones in their face and lost their teeth. Look, people are getting slaps on the wrist. It's time to end that. They've raised the fines to $37,000. People can't pay it. They won't pay it. And then they'll declare bankruptcy. They don't care. There are two things that have to be done. And this has to do with masking usually, and it escalates. You're told you have to wear a mask. I had a flight about a month ago, and the guy sitting next to me would pull his mask down under his chin every time the stewardess walked by so he could get away with it. Told him that he shouldn't do that. Didn't do any good. He just kept doing it. And people be told, you wear your mask or you go off. If you hit somebody on the way out, if you strike them, you're on the no-fly list for a year. If you strike them with considerable force and injury, you're on the no-fly list for 5 or 10 years or maybe permanently. And you get jail time. This business of having somebody punch a woman in the face, break her bones in her nose in their face, and then get what, a fine? Are you kidding me? You walked up to somebody in the street and did that. That's assault and battery felony. I'd say minimum of 2 years. And if it's really aggravated, more than that. And you haul them right out of the courtroom and they go to a prison for 2 years. That will adjust their thinking, and they get on the no-fly list for life. Or 10 years, that will adjust their thinking. But this business of not wearing your mask and then striking a flight attendant or any employee, another guy tried to break into the cockpit and was shouting and they threw him on the ground and sat on him. You've got to clean up our airplanes. You will follow the law and the rules or you'll go to prison and you'll be on the no-fly list. Pete Buttigieg has suggested the no-fly list for these people. I agree with him 100%. And you don't necessarily have to do it trivially, but if they're being taken off the plane and they hit somebody, prison and the no-fly list. We're going to a break. Lines are still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.